The Connecticut State Department of Education recently announced the recipients of the 21st Century Community Learning Center grants. And these grants will be providing money over the next 3 years to support 35 programs across the state, offering after-school initiatives, of course, to help students and have a trickle-down effect for their families and the communities around them. And I noticed on the list, Bridgeport, Norwalk, Stamford, and Stratford got in on some of this grant money. To learn more about it, we have John Frasinelli, the Division Director for School Health, Nutrition, and Family Services at Connecticut's Department of Education. Welcome, John, and tell us a little bit more about this grant money and the programs it's benefiting.
So the 21st Century Community Learning Center grants are federal after-school grants. They can also be before-school grants. They provide things like homework help after school. They provide reading and math assistance. They focus on STEM, so science, technology, engineering, and math assignments. They're very connected to the school day, so students who are maybe struggling during the school day in some subjects can get some additional help after school. They also offer enrichment programs and wellness programs, so opportunities for community service and job training and things like that for the older kids. But, you know, the biggest and best part about these programs is that they provide a safe, structured environment for kids to be after school.
And John, could you actually go even a little bit deeper, if you don't mind? Like, what kind of after-school programs are we talking about here? Even some concrete examples would be great.
So we're talking about programs have to be linked with school districts, right? So these are community-based programs that serve students in connection with the school district. So they're connected. So there are programs that focus specifically on science, technology, engineering, and math, so STEM programs or STEAM programs and others. So their focus is specifically on some of those subjects. Some programs are focused on student wellness and family engagement. So they do a lot of after-school programs that they bring families in to do activities with families to build community among families that are in their catchment area. Enrichment programs include all kinds of opportunities for robotics or other items that they might not be able to get in school. The programs have to serve students who are in poverty primarily. So eligibility includes a student population that's 40% free or reduced lunch program. So this supplements the opportunities for students by connecting them with community resources.
And again, we have John Frasinelli here, who is the Division Director for School Health, Nutrition, and Family Services at Connecticut's Department of Education. And we are talking about this pretty unbelievable opportunity, this grant of, it's the 21st Century Community Learning Center grants. And again, it's going to many programs. I did notice on the list here, John, that there were a lot of it looks like programs through the Bridgeport School District as well as Norwalk. I saw Stamford as well listed and Stratford. So specifically here in our listening area, a lot of our school districts got in on this money. How do schools get in on this grant opportunity?
Well, we run a competitive application process usually every year. And again, the eligibility for these programs, the student population has to be 40% free or reduced price lunch. And then it really goes to the quality of the application and the efficient and effective use of funds for those programs. So we look at how much money they need to run a program, how many students they're planning on serving, the number of days the program is offered, and making sure that the activities they plan to provide are in alignment with what we and the federal government require, and also aligned with the funding that they're using to do that. Things like making sure there's transportation for students after the program and things like that. So it really is the quality of application. And in some cases, we look at the funding history, if they've received funding in the past and they've had some issues or they've done a really great job. We like to continue to fund programs that are doing well and serving students, so there's no gap in the provision of these after-school programs for that cohort of students.
And I noticed, you know, just to kind of name drop a couple of them, but in Bridgeport, the Lighthouse program is getting some money. In Norwalk, for example, the Carver program getting money. And these are really kind of enrichment, if you will, educational, after-school, recreational opportunities for students. Why do you feel, in your professional opinion, John Frassarelli, why do you feel that these programs are so important for the future, really, for these young students and sort of the climate of the world we're living in today? Why do we need to invest in these programs?
Well, primarily because they provide a safe environment for students to be after school, right? We don't want students to have to go home and have no enrichment or no place to go. So this is a community location where they get all of these activities, enrichment, homework help, and things like that to assist in their schooling and connect families with community. And in those communities, particularly Bridgeport programs, you know, they're serving a population of students who need the additional assistance. And in some cases, the schools that they're serving are lower performing schools. So this is an extra boost to support their academic and their overall growth and enrichment.
And John, I don't know if you could speak to this, but we certainly are seeing since the pandemic a huge concern at the end of this academic school year is the fact that COVID funds have run out and a lot of school districts are sort of sitting at the table now trying to figure out how do we make up that money. And of course, one of the first things to go happen to be programs. And so I don't know if this is also something to supplement, you know, COVID money running out or if this is a totally separate thing.
Well, certainly this is an opportunity for school districts who have been providing after school programs using COVID relief dollars to apply for these funds to be able to continue their after school programs. That's certainly a great way to continue the provision of those after school activities. Which is fantastic. This funding actually predates the pandemic and will continue, but it's always been a really great lifeline for students, particularly students, you know, in some of those poverty areas to continue to support those students and those families.
Yeah. So again, John Frassinelli, if people in future school districts, I know you said it's kind of a lengthy process in applying, but if schools want to get in on this, maybe the next go around, where do they go? What do they do?
So a couple of things they can do. We'll announce another opportunity for funding for the next 3-year cycle. We'll probably announce that in March or May, March, April or May of this year. So every school district that's in our system, which is every school district, will get a notification from us when that's posted. It will also be posted on our website. If you look under requests for proposals, it will be there. Any community-based organization that has ever received funding for us will get a notification. Also, we partner with the Connecticut After School Network. So whenever anything is announced, those community-based organizations are notified. So if you're a community-based organization, my suggestion would be to start now to partner with a school district. So when the time comes that funding is available, you're ready with a school partner to be able to apply for this funding. I will say that programs need to be licensed by the Office of Early Childhood as an after-school program. If they're not, as long as they're connected with a school and the superintendent signs off on the project, then they don't need to be licensed. But that's just something that we can certainly answer any questions if anybody has any regarding that eligibility.
Right. So, yeah, certainly have that step in line before you then even go to partnering with a school district and then going through the process, I would say, of applying for this type of a grant. So, John Frassinelli, I want to thank you again. And again, the Division Director for School Health, Nutrition, and Family Services at Connecticut State Department of Education. We really appreciate the update on this and looking forward to seeing these programs continue to grow and thrive in our communities.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity.
You're very welcome. Again, John Frassinelli here on Melissa in the Morning.